Trauma is something that far too many women in Australia experience. Major causes like domestic violence and abuse are an awful reality, and they lead to a range of emotional, mental, and physical impacts. Now, current services do what they can to provide support for victims, but occasionally they fall short of addressing the complex challenges of long-term trauma recovery. In an effort to address these challenges, Australia's first Women's Trauma Recovery Centre is currently being established in Wollongong. Now, on the line, I have Dr. Patricia Cullen from the University of New South Wales School of Public Health and Community Medicine. Now, Dr. Cullen is a member of the team working to set up a new centre, and she's here to tell us so much more about it. Patricia, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Willie.
No, it's great because I think it's a really important thing for us to be talking about. Now, what is trauma and what are the major causes of trauma for Australian women?
Well, I think trauma is one of those terms that can be, it's very widely used but not well understood. And I think we're learning so much more about trauma in the last 10 years or so. There's been a huge amount of research and development that's done. Our services, our healthcare services are now starting to implement care that is trauma-informed, which means that it responds to trauma rather than pathologizing people's trauma or looking at people as the problem. It looks at them in the context of what's happened to them in their lives. So it sort of says that their experiences are validated and heard. And that their resilience is also recognised as well. In Australia, we have a huge problem with domestic and family violence, and one in six Australian women have experienced physical or sexual violence from an intimate partner, and one in four have experienced emotional abuse. And I think what tends to happen in these conversations is that people tend to focus on physical violence and the physical injuries or impacts that happen, which is certainly very important, but I think what's lost in the conversation is the trauma that results from that abuse. And we're talking about all forms of abuse in terms of sexual, psychological and emotional abuse. And very often it's the emotional abuse or the stalking or coercive control that can be the most damaging for people. And some women have experienced this abuse for many years, sometimes throughout their life from a very young age.
And so what kind of trauma support services are currently available to women?
Well, this is one of the things that's driven this campaign to establish a trauma recovery centre. There's very little resources in our public health system to respond to trauma. And by public health system, I mean freely available to women and people, irrespective of their financial means. So, as I mentioned, services are starting to become more aware of trauma and how they can respond to trauma in terms of delivering a trauma-informed approach. But in terms of dedicated services that are set up to address women's mental health, physical health, emotional health, as well as their financial, legal and housing needs, there really isn't anything like this.
And so what, at the new centre, what kind of support services will be provided and why is this approach so important?
This approach is hugely important because what we aim to do with this centre is to understand what women say they need in order to recover from the impacts of trauma and abuse. So one of the first steps, there's been a number of steps that we've taken so far, and I should say that this process has been led by Sally Stevenson from the Illawarra Women's Health Centre. She's brought together a number of groups. There's a high-level consultative working group who meet monthly, and that includes a broad cross-section of stakeholders across council, the police, the health department, Department of Communities and Justice, and importantly also survivors with lived experience. We also have industry as part of that group, so Bluebird Steel and the marketing group Waffles. And then sitting alongside that, there's a professional advisory group with expert clinicians from psychiatry, psychology, women's health, legal practitioners and social workers. And so the next step for us is to bring together and hear more loudly the voices of survivors to make sure that their experiences shape the design of the centre. So what we're doing now is starting to talk to survivors of domestic and family violence and hear what they have to say, particularly around the long-term health implications. What are their physical, mental and emotional well-being needs? And we want to understand their experiences that they've had navigating various services, so health, legal, social services, housing and education, so we know what works well and where the gaps are. And this way, we can see that the components of the centre will be in response to not only the needs of the community and professionals, but also importantly, in response to the needs of survivors.
Yeah, I can imagine it's quite a daunting thing for a survivor in this situation to come out and share their story, but so powerful if they do, right? Because like you just said, if you are able to structure the treatment and the services around the individual and someone who's experienced, then that's obviously going to have the greatest outcome, you would think.
That's exactly right. So what we want to do is make sure that we can also incorporate new and emerging technologies. And we want to be able to see what's going to work well in our region, but also what could be suitable to be scaled up and replicated in other communities right across the country. It's something that we're trialling here in Illawarra, but we hope that it will be able to have relevance right around Australia.
Oh, Dr. Patricia Callan, thank you so much for your time this morning, because I think it is really, really a critical program. And I would strongly urge anyone, if you know of anyone in that region who is in a situation where they may benefit from something like this, to absolutely look into the research. Where can people find more information about you?
So we have a website, the Women's Trauma Recovery Centre, and we also have a Facebook page as well.
Okay, fabulous. Oh, Dr. Patricia Cullen, thank you so much for your time this morning. It was great speaking with you, and all the best with this program.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.